This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
This is a WTOP original podcast.
Coming up in this episode of Target USA.
Setting the stage for a series of reports from Poland and Ukraine on the war and the question a lot of people are trying to avoid, why the support for Ukraine may be drying up.
Anything had changed? What had changed since the 24th of February of 2022 when the world woke up in the morning and saw the brutal attack on Ukraine, on the sovereign nation?
Some reflections about the series and a conversation with Yevhenia Kravchuk, a member of Ukraine's parliament.
Coming up on this episode from WTOP in Washington, D.C., this is Target USA. America has a target on its back. And on this program, we investigate the threats, the people behind them, the agencies fighting them, and the impact on you. This is Target USA,
the National Security Podcast.
I'm JJ Green. After spending a week in Poland, a good amount of it on the border with Ukraine, one thing is crystal clear. The next great war in Europe has already started, complete with the horrors similar to those of World War II. And I don't say that in any way to compare what's happening in Ukraine to the horrors of World War II in German-occupied Poland or anywhere else that was subjugated by the Nazi regime. I say that because that's what the people from Poland, Ukraine, and all across Europe told me. As I walked the streets of Warsaw, Krakow, Czechow, Auschwitz and Birkenau, and numerous places between Poland and Ukraine, I was privileged to speak with tearful but strong, sad but hopeful, broken but unbound women from Ukraine who've lost everything except hope. I interviewed national security officials who were unable to conceal their deep personal concern. And I walked with top defense officials and border guards on alert. I saw the miles of U.S. Patriot missile systems lining the road to Lviv. I saw the ruins of the homes where Poles tried to save Jews from the Nazis. I visited a Jewish community center, museums, and spent several hours with aid workers and saw the weary eyes of a field hospital staff responsible for getting critically wounded Ukrainians aboard aircraft headed to hospitals in Germany and beyond. After thinking profoundly about all of this and researching what's happening in Europe, Russia, and the U.S., especially new and growing evidence that Ukraine is losing support for this war, I've come up with a series of reports that I believe will illustrate this pivotal moment in history. That series will come along a bit later this year. But I want to make sure that it's clear in setting the stage for this that what's happening in Ukraine is bit by bit inching its way towards exactly what happened in World War II. It was a world war that a lot of people ignored, denied, and refused to admit until it was too late. And the question that I pose in the prelude to this series is, will that happen again? As we prepare for the next few weeks for this series, it's important to remember why this war is happening, who's impacted, and just how much it impacts the future of democracy, not just in Ukraine or in Europe, but far beyond. And in order to do that, we spoke with a legislator from Ukraine, Yevhenia Kravchuk, a member of Ukraine's parliament.
Thank you for taking time to talk with us today, Yevhenia. It's been a while since we've spoken. A lot's taken place. And I think the most recent And perhaps most important development is the president's speech at the United Nations. And he said, he asked this question. He said, why is Russia even allowed to come to the UN considering what they're doing? And I'd like your reflections on that, but overall, just the situation in Ukraine, if you'd like to start with that.
Well, first of all, thank you for bringing Ukrainian topic here into the focus, because it's important for Ukrainian people, not just members of parliament, but just overall population, overall people, to feel that the interest is still there. I mean, we still live in the war, we still lose lives of civilians, of soldiers every day. But also every day we do something to liberate our territories. It might be slower than one could expect, but we're not going to stop. And that actually was the message of President Zelensky, saying that we're not going to stop for winter, for, you know, muddy autumn season. We're going to do work of the liberation every day. And actually every day, it could be a small portion of soil liberated, but it's been on our side. So we are leading in this war. We're not actually defending. We are counteroffensive, and I think that's the main message. And of course, Ukraine is getting ready for winter. Every night, Russians are trying to look at our energy infrastructure, sending the Shahed drones that they bought from Iran, or bought the techniques, and then they're doing it, making these drones on the territory of Russia, but using the information from Iran every night, basically. And that's why we keep asking about the better air defense system, because it means saving lives and saving normal life during the winter season. Right now we have a very nice, comforting temperatures, but during winter they will drop into quite low degrees.
There are a lot of people, member, that are in the West that are having doubts about this war and supporting Ukraine. And I know, and you know, that a lot of these doubts are because of Russian disinformation, in part because of people just not paying enough attention, not really knowing enough about it, or in some cases, people just being misled about this whole situation. And I wonder what your message is to people who are questioning whether or not the West should continue to support Ukraine. What's your message to them?
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus vets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Wondersuite from Bluehost.com. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and get a unique WordPress website or store right away. From there, you can customize your design, colors, and content. And Bluehost automatically helps you get found in search engines like Google and Bing. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins, Bluehost makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Learn more at Bluehost.com/Wondersuite.
Anything had changed? What had changed since the 24th of February of 2022, when the world woke up in the morning and saw the brutal attack on Ukraine, on a sovereign nation? What had changed since the people died in Bucha, in Borodyanka, in all those small cities near Kyiv? What had changed after the attacks on the railroad stations, on hospitals, on maternity wards? Nothing. I mean, Russia is still trying to kill Ukrainian nation. The only thing that had changed is the part of territory that we managed to put to our control. So these territories are growing that are under control of Kyiv with every day. And that's the only thing that had changed. Of course, Russia is putting billions, I would say, to the disinformation campaigns, working with so-called experts in different countries, trying to say that, okay, it's, you know, it's something not black and white, it's a shade of gray or something. But we still have kids dying, we still have people dying, and it's still the aggressive attack of one country to another. And that's, I think, what President Zelensky said during the his speech in General Assembly of United Nations. Does the statute of United Nations mean something? If it does mean that the world should support Ukraine.
So from your perspective, what needs to be done now to bring this war to an end? To get to the point where Ukraine can finally finish this war with Russia?
I think it's the unity of the world, of the normal democratic civilized world, that they have to go forward. It will mean that this support should come with tanks, with long-range missiles, with fighter jets. When we last spoke, I was asking for the support for the F-16. Now we have this political decision. Our pilots are learning right now, are being trained to fly F-16s and to use them. So it's actually our aim and hope is to keep going. And actually, Russia is trying to target this unity right now, saying that, okay, you know, you're not gonna stay long, you don't have the capacity, you don't have the money. But that's ridiculous because, you know, GDP of Russia is the GDP of Texas, literally. You know, all these powerful, proud, wealthy countries cannot just, you know, go to the feet of the dictator of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, that is really interesting point you bring up. And people need to pay attention to that GDP thing. And they also need to pay attention to the fact that nothing that Russia has done has been successful in the last year or so or more, 500 plus days since this war started, except killing civilians. Nothing they've done has been successful. So is there anything you want to add that I haven't asked you about that you think is important today?
Well, first of all, I think that very important to keep pushing for the support for Ukraine. And so the members of Congress, they're going to vote for the next package of aid, would feel that. Because I honestly think that if the government shutdown starts after the October 1st, after the start of the new budget year, it will affect negatively Ukrainians. We are going into the winter. So winter times are even tougher for the civil population. If we lose this support, if we lose this, I would say, you know, the feeling of the shoulder of Americans in this war, it's going to be tougher for people, for families. And, you know, they believe in democracy, they believe in the rule of law. So I don't want Ukraine to be in between the political discussions between the parties, different parties in the United States, because I think it's American interest to have strong Ukraine and to have to show to the world that democracy matters.
That's it for this episode of Target USA. Coming up in our next episode, we've been reporting for years that Americans and people who live in the U.S. are targets of Russian intelligence assassination plots. Now, proof.
I came back to my hotel room and I noticed that the door was ajar. So the very first thing that I started to do is to check for bugs. I checked the room, I checked my clothes, my suitcase and so on. I didn't find anything.
But what Natalia Arno, president and founder of the Free Russia Foundation, found in her hotel room in Prague was much more serious.
But actually immediately, as soon as I entered the room, I felt a very unpleasant, a very strong smell of some, I don't know, spray of some deodorant or some perfume. What started to worry me was numbness of my hands and feet and along the spine, as if I, like, my body was being frozen.
That's coming up on the next episode of Target USA. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments about the program, send me an email. You can reach me at jgreen@wtop.com. The letter J, the color green, one word, at Whiskey Tango Oscar Papa. jgreen@wtop.com. Also, please subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter. We're at TUSA Podcast. That's at Tango Uniform Sierra Alpha Podcast. And if you want more national security news, you can sign up for my newsletter. It's called Inside the Skiff, and you can sign up at WTOP.com/email.
I'm J.J. Green, and this is Target USA,
the National Security Podcast.